The sex abuse scandal has led to many calls for the Roman Catholic Church to change. But commentator John Crowley notes that church history is centuries long. He says change, if it happens, is very difficult and comes very slowly.
When I was growing up in the 1950s, it seemed the world would never change. Ike would always be president, the Yankees would always win the World Series, and Pius XII would always be Pope. The Pope had always been infallible, and of course he still is. His infallibility is a doctrine that Catholics must believe because, well, because the Pope says so and he's infallible, a logic that seemed unimpeachable to my child mind. But it's not so. The Pope has only been officially infallible for about 130 years, a mere eye blink in church history. Only since the 1870s have Catholics been required to believe it as a matter of indisputable fact. Of course, the popes had for centuries been regarded as the head of the one true church, guided in their decisions by the Holy Spirit, which would not let the church persist in error. Many theologians, certainly many popes, maybe most Catholics most of the time, have believed that. But that's not infallibility. Papal infallibility means that the pope's pronouncements on faith and morals, when made under certain strict conditions, are irreformable. They can't ever be changed. This doctrine was passed by the cardinals and the bishops assembled at the First Vatican Council in Rome in 1870, and only after much arm-twisting by the then-pope, Pius IX, and his supporters. Even then, a group of Catholics, including some bishops and prominent theologians, publicly broke with Rome, and the breakaway church still calls itself the Old Catholic Church. The infallibility doctrine hasn't kept the church from changing. Vatican II changed a lot of things that I used to think were fixed for all eternity. The saying goes that when the church finally does reverse itself on birth control or clerical celibacy, the encyclical that announces the change will begin, "As the church has always taught." In former times, though, the rest of the world wasn't usually watching. The Pope stayed in Rome, and his statements were in Latin. Now the world is watching, and infallibility makes it difficult, unnecessarily difficult, maybe impossible, for the church to change as it must now do. So, perhaps, Catholics of every opinion might now begin to think about renouncing infallibility. It could take many years, but the church's history is long, and maybe, someday, a new pope will call a new Vatican Council that really will take counsel with the whole church and reverse the decision of Vatican I. Pius IX said he was infallible, but maybe he was mistaken.
Novelist John Crowley lives in Conway, Massachusetts.